Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Lamb Weston, a major supplier of French fries for McDonald's, shut down one of its factories last week. The company also laid off 375 workers, which represents 4% of its workforce. The company president and CEO stated that the demand for frozen potatoes has been very low and does not expect that to change until after 2025. This is part of a series of closures of food processing plants in the United States. Wonder Maker Flour Foods, Bimbo Bakeries, Dr. Pepper, and Campbell Soup have all announced similar closures this year. Baxter International Incorporated, a major producer of intravenous fluids, has been forced to temporarily shut down a plant due to the damage caused by Hurricane Helene. Now hospitals across the United States are struggling as they are overwhelmed by the shortage. The plant was responsible for 60% of the United States' supply of IV fluids before flooding caused by the hurricane forced it to close. Hurricane Milton is also threatening a second plant responsible for 25% of IV fluid production based in Daytona Beach. Although the company provides IV fluids to hospitals in both Canada and the U.S., Canadian hospitals are not short on the supply. Former President Donald Trump has reportedly stayed in contact with Russian President Vladimir Putin after leaving office. Watergate journalist Bob Woodward cited an unidentified Trump aide that Trump had as many as 7 personal conversations with Putin since his presidency ended. The allegations raise legal questions because laws prohibit private U.S. citizens from engaging in diplomacy with foreign governments in dispute with the U.S. without authorization. The Trump campaign is denying the claims, and the Kremlin is denying the report as well. On the other hand, presidential candidate Kamala Harris strongly criticized Trump for the alleged actions on Tuesday, October 8th. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Escaping past stolen
Welcome to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. My name is Catherine McLeod, and I'm here with
Jason Camlott.
And we're here on September 30th, which is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And here on Sonic Lit, we're bringing you all Indigenous sounds. You just heard Under Your Always Light by Leanne Betasamasake Simpson. And you're about to hear another track by Simpson called Constellation. This is a track that's off the same album, Flight, as the last song that you heard. And it's also a song that is a singing of a poem that's in her book called This Accident from Being Lost. And this poem, it's, you know, it's quite different from the first one that you heard. But I, you know, invite you to imagine this as a poem on the page as well as off. Here's Leanne Simpson with Constellation.
Equals a star person moving in. Light equals the unanswered thoughts of great mysteries. Mama equals your first ocean. You're used to quiet words, and so am I. So I'll just whisper. Hear a treaty, a dish, and a spoon. You're a prairie, a big river, and the mouths of many rivers. You're a longhouse, a teepee, and a wigwam. You're corn. Equals that time we all prayed for your heartbeat. Home equals the place where the healer lives. 9 months equals the shift from spirit into solid form. You're used to quiet words, and so am I. So I'll just whisper. I'll stand at the foot of your lake. I'll wait in the grass while you take it too far. I'll give you the keys to all the canoes. I'll sing to you until you sing back. I'll sing to you until you sing back.
That was Constellation by Leanne Betasamasake Simpson. She ended by suggesting sort of a call and response, singing and singing back, and we just wanted to give a pause there to really, really listen and take a moment to listen to that piece. It was a poem, it was a song. It really felt like we had a space for listening there. Jason, what do we have up next?
Wow, I'm still just resonating from how beautiful that last piece by Leanne Simpson was. But we're gonna shift gears a little bit. This is Sonic Lit, Spoken Web Radio Show, just to say. And I do want to acknowledge that it's Truth and Reconciliation Day, and we're in the studio playing all Indigenous content today. And it's also the first time that Catherine and I have been left alone in the studio, unsupervised. So it's our first official, like, real show. Yeah. And we're quite excited about that as well. And we're going to try to get through it as mistake-free as possible. So the next piece we're going to play is one of two tracks that we chose by Tanya Tagak. And this is from one of her earlier albums. Tanya Tagak, internationally renowned singer, throat singer, storyteller, author. I chose this one. It's a longer piece called Damp Animal Spirits, which I chose because I'd been teaching split tooth. I've taught it a couple of times in some graduate seminars and sound studies class, and I had my students listen to the audiobook version of Tanya Tagak's book Split Tooth, and in between each chapter, there are little. I shouldn't say little. There's the really impactful performances, throat singing, and other sounds that she makes that kind of punctuate elements of the story. And there are quite a few chapters that give accounts of kind of merging with spirits. So they're very physical descriptions of merging with the elements and with the spirits. And this track sort of seemed like a very extended version of some of the punctuating sound pieces that she created for the audiobook version of Split Tooth. So this is Damp Animal Spirits by Tanya Tagak.
Oh, Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jontolo Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
CJLO, don't worry.
We're not robots. Welcome back to Sonic Lit. That was Tanya Tagak, Damp Animal Spirits. I'm Catherine McLeod, and I'm listening here in the booth to that with Jason Camlott, and you're listening to Sonic Lit. Jason, that was incredible. What a choice. Have you... Can you imagine seeing and hearing that live?
Yes. Well, I mean, have you ever seen Tanya Tagak perform live?
Well, I was thinking about it while that was playing, and I feel like I've imagined myself hearing her live because I've listened to so many of her recordings, but I've heard other Inuit throat singers and live, and they've been just so incredible that I have to say, no, I haven't, because I would just remember the experience so viscerally if I had. But I really wish that I had, and I'm going to make sure that I do the next time she's touring. Have you heard her or seen her perform live?
Yeah, I have seen her, and I mean, it's amazing. Not having seen her is kind of, it must be amazing to listen to it, because just to imagine mm-hmm. how all of those sounds are generated mm-hmm. from super deep frequency sounds to, as we heard at the end of that piece, damp animal spirits, very high pitched sounds. And they're all coming from this one source, which is mm-hmm. Tanya Tagak, an incredible vocalist. Mm-hmm. But I did have the opportunity to see her because we invited her to Concordia University. This was around 2012, and mm-hmm. We invited Tanya Tagak to perform along with two other sound poets. One was Christian Bach, and another was Yap Blanc. And I'm going to give a little sample of sort of what Yap Blanc sounds like as I tell this story, because
we'll have to imagine like what it would be like to hear these poets performing together, because I've heard Christian Bach perform, and it's pretty experimental. Like this.
Wow. Yeah, this is Yap Blanc performing the Ursinet, which is one of his sort of, you know, it's a modernist piece and kind of a signature piece that he performs. But so they each performed solo sets, but then at the end, all three of them got on stage and kind of jammed with their mouths, if I can put it that
incredible.
Way.
Incredible,
And Tanya Tagak was doing some incredible throat singing stuff. Yap Blanc was doing work along these lines, and they were kind of like, it was like a kind of jazz sound poetry performance.
Amazing.
That was really really something.
Wow. Well, in with this show being Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show, it emerges from the Spoken Web Project, which is really a project all about sound recording. And so I wonder, we'll have to dig around and see if there was a recording made of that. I wonder if it just lives on in our memories.
I know we had, you know, recordings of discussions afterwards. I can't recall if we recorded the actual show. And if we haven't, I'm slapping my head in the studio right now because I wish we had.
Yeah.
But I will look for it, because it's possible that we actually do have recordings of that show.
And sometimes like in a performance like that, like clearly it made such an impact that like you can remember it so just like so viscerally, but also I've heard of other people from the department who were there who talk about their memories of that experience, and really an improvisation jam session with the mouth.
I mean, the other thing is, so it was in one of those kind of conference rooms in the hall building, you know, mm-hmm. so the space itself did not lend itself to transformation, you know, but you know, with performers like Tanya Tagak on the stage, even that really kind of banal conference room space became magical. And she had her young daughter with her at the time, who was sort of running around throughout the show. It was just, it was really like no other show I've ever experienced. It was fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Well, we're going to play another track by Tanya Tagak. We thought we'd play something off of her most recent album. And this track is called Colonizer, and it really speaks for itself. I'm Catherine McLeod, and I'm here with
Jason Camlott.
And we're listening to All Indigenous Sounds today. Next up, we have a duo that does like electronic throat singing. And we thought we'd play this because we just heard two different tracks by Tanya Tagak. And we were thinking about throat singing, just that the creative potential in that art form. So this is a duo called Pixik. And they're really exploring the electronic potential of throat singing in almost a bit more of an ambient way, perhaps, than Tanya Tagak. Certainly influenced by Tanya Tagak, but really giving it their own sound. This is a track called Ahiani Elsewhere.
And it's from the album Altering the Timeline. That was Pixik with Ahiani Elsewhere. And that was sort of continuing our listening to throat singing and real experimentation in throat singing. So next up, we have a track that I was actually really excited to tell Jason about because he's someone who has worked on Wax Cylinder recordings
in your research. So the fact that this Wax Cylinder recordings actually come up in this story about the next song by Jeremy Dutcher that we're going to hear. So Jeremy Dutcher, indeed, is the artist that we're going to be hearing. We're going to hear the track Messanut, that is a track that you may have heard because it was from his 2018 Polaris Prize-winning album. But we're going to play it because it's so... so evocative. It's really haunting, and it also makes you think about recordings and the way in which sound is either recorded or not recorded, and really the ethics around sound recording, and in this case, what can be done when sound recordings are found and transformed. In this case, Dutcher found recordings of Wolastoq traditional songs, and those that had originally been made for ethnographic reasons, but he's really remixed the songs into this work of art that he's created. So we're going to hear that track, but we're also going to hear the recordings partway through, and I'll be interested to hear what you think, Jason, as you hear them.
Yeah, I'm very excited to hear this track and this idea of reclaiming these recordings, mm-hmm. both for knowledge and for imagining new kinds of futures out of these sounds that were captured in ways that weren't necessarily in the interests of the people who were being recorded, mm-hmm. is very exciting, mm-hmm. And something that I'm very interested to hear in Jeremy Dutcher's work.
Yeah, let's listen. This is also the track that, well, the album when he won the Polaris Prize, sort of made the famous statement that we're in an Indigenous Renaissance, and I think we can hear that in his work.
Yeah.
Au cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
We'll tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it!
Da, 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 da.
Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Ah! Run, run! Oh, God!
What's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
You're listening to Sonic Lit with Catherine McLeod and
Jason Camelot.
You were listening to Jeremy Dutcher's Messin' It. We were just listening in the studio to that track and really, really overwhelmed by it. Especially again with what he does with those sound recordings. And the next artist, poet, singer, however we want to define him, Jordan Abel, also has worked extensively with sound recordings. So we thought this would be a nice transition into talking a bit about Jordan Abel's work and hearing a little bit from him. So Jason, I know we talked about what to play and we ended up coming up with a reading that he did at the Griffin Poetry Prize. There's always a big grand event for the Griffin Poetry Prize. And Jordan Abel read from his collection Injun in 2017 at that awards gala. But his reading wasn't like any other reading. It was really quite experimental in what he did. And when we chose this one, again, for a number of reasons, but it gives a glimpse audibly into the kind of remixing that he does with the content that he works with. In this case, it is sound, but he's working with a book that he's, you know, it's he's remixed content on the page, but also then in this reading of it, he's like, well, I'm not just going to read this book. I'm also going to enact the kind of poetic experimentation that he was really working through in the book in his reading, in his performance.
Yeah, sort of just like the track we just finished listening to, which was sort of salvaging these cylinder recordings and making something new out of them. A lot of Jordan Abel's work is conceptual initially in nature, and it works with texts that have represented indigenous people in different ways or erased them, you know, in different ways. For example, Injun, the work that we're going to hear a sort of reading from, and I say reading in quotation marks, and I'll explain why in a second, was constructed out of over 100 sort of dime Western novels, right, in which he did specific kinds of searches for terms and syntaxes that related to the representation of indigenous peoples. Other works that he's done have also engaged really deeply in thinking about sort of salvage anthropology. So basically how he has had to learn a lot about his past and his people's past through the works of anthropologists, Western white anthropologists, you know, and sort of what that means. So a lot of his work on the page is very interesting in the way that it manipulates found works and transforms them into something new. And what's interesting about the sound work that Jordan Abel does is he's trying to find similar ways to engage sonically with the materials that he manipulates through different kinds of algorithmic approaches and design approaches. But he's trying to do that in sound. And so rather than give a reading coming out of his body in this case, he pre-records a lot of the text and then uses Ableton Live to deliver a kind of multi-layered, triggered performance of an excerpt from the work. And so that's what we're going to hear today.
Yeah. So here is Niska poet Jordan Abel reading from Engine.
This is Engine. He played Engine in God's country, where boys proved themselves clean, dumb beasts. You could cut fire out of the whitest sand. He played English across the trail, where girls turned plum, wild garlic, and strange words through the window of night. He spoke through numb lips and breathed frontier. He heard snatches of comments going up from the riverbank. All them Engines is people first. And besides for this buckskin, why we even shoot at them? He heard snatches of comment going up over the riverbank. 2 yards of bright luck packed through a mangy. All them Engines is people first. Hills going crazy. And besides for this buckskin, why may we even shoot them? Right, and it seems like a sign of warm deserts of gas friendship. And ties to petals their eyes, yes, to leaning out and no safely the only concern for fire. All you Engines is just white keys from a knife drop size. Some fearful heap, but some I consider could just swell, bent towards him and produced a pair of nickel-plated pullers, a bullwinder of dirty disdained resistance that stiffens into that low-brow ice, that dead Engine game.
Pockets filled with the knives to camp.
All the dogs cries
at the back door.
All day for a dollar.
A 2-year-old one eye closes and then sees
Let's play
glancing like glass of jelly board order against artificial territory. A partial Engine
served up. God must
blankets over tender feet.
No the woods.
Brush
are made from the wacky tremors.
Brave Christian tribe babs camp
black hair frontier.
Cell hunters learning to love and intercourse with tidal and possession. The breaking fingers of the river and me while the sprung shore.
Thank you.
That was Jordan Abel reading from his book Engine in 2017.
Well, if you'd like to hear Jordan Abel reading live in the next days, in fact, something that we want to do on this show, Sonic Lit, is let you know about some local literary events taking place. This one is actually happening online, so wherever you're tuning in from, you could tune in. This is a reading that's taking place tomorrow. If you're listening today on September 30th, this is happening tomorrow, October 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called A Transcreation Reading in Solidarities Between Turtle Island and Palestine. It's a hybrid event, and it's with and organized by poet Alexi Perry Cox, who will be in person hosting from the Center for Expanded Poetics. And then virtually, we'll have a number of readings for this reading. George Abraham, Jordan Abel, who you just heard, Olivia Elias, also in person, and then virtually Eli Tarek Al-Balakani Lynch will also be reading. You can, I'm sure, by doing a bit of Googling, you can find out the link, A Transcreation Reading, or get in touch with the Center for Expanded Poetics based at Concordia's Department of English. So if you want to hear Jordan, tune in on October 1st. We're going to close off with a local Jojage-based artist, Mo Clark. We're going to leave you with the sounds of Mo Clark's song, Mote Mote. And Jason, I think we chose this for a reason.
Well, I just saw Mo perform this at Casa del Popolo, some time in the spring. So I was still humming it.
Yeah, know. We love to hear Mo Clark live. So we thought we'd leave you with Mo Clark's music. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Sonic Lit, and we'll be back next week.
Queen.